The state budget has been released, a significant investment being made in health, ambulance stations, particularly through the Hills Fleurieu and a new Mount Barker hospital, plus a big spend on road upgrades, including the South East Freeway, Main Road Cherry Gardens and Main South Road duplication. The member for Hammond, Adrian Pederick, joins me now to share his thoughts from a Liberal perspective in the Murraylands. How are you, Adrian?
Yeah, not too bad, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. So what are your main impressions from the overall budget?
Well, what I'm disappointed about in just the seat of Hammond, for example, my home seat, is I can't see any particular infrastructure upgrades that aren't continuations of things that we'd already budgeted for. I'm pleased to see that Kalimna, which Labor actually shut down before the election when we came into power in 2018, has still got funding there, though that'll have to be fleshed out in estimates, and that's the aged care facility in Strathalbyn on community land. But apart from that, the budget is very shy. Yes, there is some money into the freeway, but when you look at it, the first state budget, and I think this is as good as it's going to get for the Labor Party, because I think it's going to get very tough from here. They've got interest rate impacts to the state budget, state debt blowing out to $34 billion over time. In the bigger projects right across the state, the issue is that projects that we committed to get done and were fully budgeted, like the North-South Corridor, the $10 billion bill there, that's been pushed back. The Women's and Children's Hospital's been pushed back, and we don't know where the budget for that will end up. We know it's north of $2 billion now. The much-flaunted Flinders Medical Centre upgrade, $400 million upgrade that Labor promised, well, that's not going to happen until 2029. And three-year-olds going into preschool, which was a Labor promise, well, that's been broken. And then we've got the real pie-in-the-sky project, the hydrogen power plant, which is just south of $600 million. We think there's at least half a billion-dollar hole there. So, look, a disappointing budget. There is no jobs growth, because we're seeing jobs growth falling from 3.25% to just 1%, and that's the equivalent of 20,000 fewer jobs per year. Cost of living is going to rise, of course, and people are getting hit with that already, and the CPI, Consumer Price Index, is expected to rise by 5%. And then right across government agencies, we're seeing $700 million being cut from agencies, including, disappointingly, it looks like around a 9 and 10% cut to primary industries funding. So a really, really tough time for people living in the regions, and very disappointing when you look at the $200 million plus that we in the former Marshall Liberal government spent just in Hammond, but that was part of an $18 billion spend in roads, health infrastructure, education infrastructure right across the state.
Adrian Pederick, the previous government was criticised for not investing enough in health. It could have even lost the party the election, or one of the main reasons. What are your thoughts on the $2.4 billion spend on health, 350 more paramedics and ambulance officers, 300 more nurses, 101 more doctors, 302 more hospital and mental health beds, plus some new ambulance stations through the region?
Well, this is where the truth will be when all this unravels over time. Because with the hundreds of nurses and paramedics and the doctors, and already the nurses' union have been out this morning saying, well, the nurses don't exist, it won't be enough for the 500 or so beds that the Labor Party are promising. I mean, it's one thing to promise things and then step back. They've already done it with three-year-old preschool, but we had massive health commitments. We increased the health budget by $1.4 billion when we were in power. So for them to criticise us is a little bit over the top.
That was more about infrastructure, wasn't it?
Well, I can tell you where some of that was budgeted. We'd already budgeted for the Women's and Children's Hospital at $1.95 billion. So that was already in our plan. So nearly a $2 billion bill there. And Labor have gone out and already blown that out by $100 million. And they don't know where that will land. And on top of that, we put in over 140 extra emergency beds across the state. And as part of the emergency department funding, we had the $7 million bill, which I'm very proud of, in Murray Bridge for the emergency department there. And as far as in my electorate, the Strathalbyn ambulance station already budgeted $4 million under our budget. So it's pretty easy to criticise, but let's see where they land. We ploughed money, much-needed money, after 16 years of a failed Labor government into the regions for much-needed upgrades across the board. The maintenance upgrades in regional hospitals had been let go. And as I said, money into emergency departments and also major infrastructure funding. Where the issue is really going to be for the new Malinauskas Labor government is, where do they find the people? I mean, you cannot just click your fingers and people turn up. They're going to have a real good look at migration schemes. We've seen Labor governments before push back against migration as far as workers into the community. Well, they're going to have to fully embrace that. They're going to have to somehow miraculously train a lot more people, and they're going to have to match wages, because I've heard anecdotally a lot of paramedic trained people have gone interstate because they're more money, and paramedics are very, very vital part of the system. But to put a paramedic crew into one ambulance over the forward estimates is $8 million just for the crew over 4 years, because you need 12 paramedics. So it's not a simple process. You actually have to find the people. And already we've seen this morning the nurses' union, which I found quite interesting, already said, well, all right, you're going to have these 500-plus beds that you've promised coming into the system. How are you going to have people look after the patients in them? And that's the cold, hard fact. And we did lots of work with health infrastructure, education infrastructure and road infrastructure. And I certainly won't be lectured to by the Labor Party about infrastructure, because I predict that their whole program will fall apart very quickly. They're predicting a $233 million surplus. That's very slim, and I think that will fall away quite quickly.
Well, it's great to have you on the program, Adrian Pederick, and interesting to hear your thoughts as well as an opposition member in the party.
Yeah. Mm. Well, look, it is a different tact when you're in opposition, Jenny, and the issue for me is also, as the Shadow Minister for Regional Roads now, is that there's $7.83 billion over 4 years for roads right across the state. And that's great. That just keeps going on top of the work that we were doing. But out of that money, there's only $467.4 million for regional roads. And I'll really be chasing that up right across the board.
Thanks for joining me, Adrian.
Thank you.